Deployed over 5,000 real live troops to fight off women, children, and 10,000 hundred billion million ISIS fighters with smallpox, no doubt. The invasion is coming. Join Operation Midterm Demagogue and help root out those rich globalists. Funding the invasion. Beware the disgusting hordes who will prey on your conscience with their cuteness and sob stories.
Cold-blooded murder.
We will launch incredibly tremendous executive orders, no matter the Constitution.
With honor, bravery, with the ideals of truth and justice. Mankind. Until this moment. Brothers and sisters.
Thousands of them. A caravan migrating to your towns, cities, even your own home. They plan on killing thousands of Americans every year, but they don't stop there. They laugh at your freedoms and want to make your family sicker, poorer. Yet the caravan keeps coming with their drugs, their guns. So much money is being spent to keep the caravan coming, always forward. They overwhelm our courts. Very bad people, criminals, and Northeasterners are mixed in, weakening America. This onslaught wants to overrun our country once and for all. It's a national emergency. Vote like your life depended on it, because it does. Stop the Republican caravan.
Fighters who took Commander Trump's words to heart with decisive action. Operation Midterm Demagogue. Enlist at your local Republican Party headquarters.
The endless catalogue of bestial atrocities which will inevitably ensue from this appalling act must, can, and will be terminated. The forces of darkness and the treasonable maggots who collaborate must, can,
he entered these birthright citizenship. He doubled down. He doubled down on what motivated, what radicalized Bowers to go in there and kill those 11 people. He doubled down like a moral monster. And see, I know one thing I did in 2016. I'll say this on your show, Nicole. What I did wrong in 2016 is I overestimated white people. I didn't think white people would put him in office. So here he is running around the country, appealing to our darker angels, appealing to our hatreds and fears. And I'm supposed to believe that Delaware County in Ohio's not gonna vote for him, that the suburbs in Pennsylvania aren't gonna vote for him, So part of what I do know is that it's gonna require young people, it's gonna require people of color, it's gonna require African Americans like they showed up in Alabama and Virginia. It's gonna require us to turn out in massive numbers because I made a mistake in 2016. And the evidence is not in yet. I know it sounds cynical, but this man doubled down after 11 beautiful people were shot and killed while worshiping. Jeffersontown, Kentucky, murdered, shot in the back of the head. For what?
So many more people than ISIS ever did.
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right, up to the right. And we have to start doing something about them.
Trump has delivered on the things that they care about most. He has delivered racism for these people. He has delivered misogyny for these people.
The same type of rhetoric, the same type of propaganda that you would have seen in Germany in 1938, the dehumanization, turning people into infested vermin.
The young people in this country are not with this sort of evil, nasty authoritarianism.
Republicans have to call this out because their souls are on the line. Yeah.
So he heads a giant cult. He also heads a party that knows very well that he's a giant cult.
His erratic behavior, his ignorance could pose a profound danger to every single person in this country and literally every inhabitant of the planet Earth.
He's obviously a racist, he's obviously a demagogue, he obviously condones anti-Semitism, stokes up nationalist hatred, all the stuff he said.
That's propaganda. That's what happened in Nazi Germany.
This radical group of right-wingers.
For Operation Midterm Demagogue.
WCOMLPFM, Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Hey, everybody. This is Michael Power, Furious Radio. Low power, LPFM. High power, community-based volunteerism going down. And also just saying some fun things toward this fun anniversary of ours. Happy birthday, WCOM. 14 years. Rocking out here. 1-1-18. And we're going to keep rocking out. Hopefully stirring up a little bit of the folks out there who haven't voted yet. If you haven't, better get on it. You have until Saturday, and then definitely have on Tuesday. So get on it. Furious. This is the particular time of night where some things may become offensive to some dangling members in our listening audience, so be careful. Listener discretion is advised. You can learn more about that at the furiousg.blogspot.com website. And you'll hear about how all the fun we have here with me and DJ Eddie Abbey rocking out downtown Carrboro, blasting out all over the areas. And you'll also hear about some of the fun stuff that we've done in the past, different shows, try and spotlight some of the craziness going down. And I have to admit, out of the 14 years I've done this and before that with Free Radio Asheville, things are about as crazy as I've seen them. So, and not good crazy. We're going to try and bend that arc toward justice here with some beats. just the sounds of insanity coming from the Dark Leader, the Dark One. I'll let the music and crazy sound clips speak for themselves. I'm furious.
Like Jewish figures to blame to consolidate their power and justify their behavior. Anti-Semitism isn't unique to the right, but right now it is shockingly mainstream in the Republican Party. Major elected officials drop dark Soros references constantly.
First off, do you believe George Soros is behind all of this, paying these people to get you and your colleagues in elevators or wherever they can get in your face?
I have heard so many people believe that. To believe it.
They're called globalists. They like the globe. I like the globe too. I like the globe too, but we have to take care of our people. We have to. Globalists.
I can't help but think that the Democrats, perhaps Soros, others may be funding this.
And look at the background. George Soros is one of those people, and it actually helps him, you know, back these individuals.
Do you think George Soros funded the neo-Nazis who marched in Charleston?
Wouldn't it be interesting to find out?
You know you've got issues when you look at Nazis and go, seems Jewish. Unless you're thinking, hey, maybe this is the harmless kind of ethnic hatred. Remember, a radicalized Trump supporter sent George Soros a bomb last week. When someone spouts this bullshit, it's not an accident. But it's especially not an accident if, in addition to the dog whistles, you have deep foghorns of hate.
Perverted our democracy. And really are doing what they can to ruin our country.
This whole caravan in the last week of the election is a giant lie. This is Trump's Reichstag fire.
Yeah. Look, evil lurks in the hearts of men. And it does. And what Trump has tapped into is evil.
Yeah. Coach would have put me in fourth quarter. We'd have been state champions.
Thank you.
Johnson, who says, "I come as one, but I stand as 10,000. For all those who paved the way that we might have the right to vote.
Hi, I'm Keegan-Michael Key, and I'm here to talk to you about the importance of voting this November 6th. You know, no matter who you are, it's important... Hi, I'm Keegan-Michael Key, and I'm here to talk to you about the importance...
They know who you are! Okay, go!
That you have...
More passion!
Sorry. No matter who you are, or where you're from, or what political party you're affiliated with, it's
important that you... Come on! What are you doing? Go!
Oh, here we go. Run it.
Here we go.
There are efforts underway across America right now to keep certain groups from voting.
Groups? What groups are you talking about?
No.
Stop with the Bruins. New Kids on the Block? Spice Girls? Groups?
No, I'm talking about the disenfranchised...
Disenfranchised? What, people that own Popeyes? What are you talking about?
Black people.
Well, then say black people!
That's right, okay. Black people. They're trying to keep black people from voting. They can't tell you can't vote, okay? You have the right to ask for a provisional ballot.
Hey, what's provisional?
Oh, right. A provisional ballot is when you go to vote, okay. If your name isn't on the voter roll,
right.
Or if your name is spelled differently than the identification that you have, they might tell you you can't vote today, but you can vote. You have the right to ask to fill out a provisional ballot that they'll count later.
Because they mess up your name, mm-hmm. You can fix it right there.
Right.
I mean, your name is really f***ed up. You got the last name first, the first mm-hmm. name. You got those hyphens, the hyphens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And some people actually look for the peel.
They do. Okay, and I'm here to talk to you about the importance of voting.
Shine eternally. Eternal life is the intersection of the life.
That a state cannot require voters to prove citizenship when they register, that argument was rejected by the Ninth Circuit about 10 years ago.
Well, Chris,
so
is
the notion that,
Chris has devoted his career to stopping black people and poor people from voting. I mean, that's been your goal for decades.
That is,
and
that
you
is
know,
an outrageous accusation.
Well, it's completely true.
That is.
Commander Trump has already deployed over 5,000 real live troops to fight off women, children, and 10,000 hundred billion million ISIS fighters. With smallpox, no doubt, the invasion is coming. Join Operation Midterm Demagogue and help root out those rich globalists, if you know what I mean, who are funding the invasion. Beware the disgusting hordes who will prey on your conscience with their cuteness and sob stories. We will launch incredibly tremendous executive orders, no matter the Constitution. Remember the fallen midterm demagogue fighters who took Commander Trump's words to heart with decisive action. Operation Midterm Demagogue. Enlist at your local Republican Party headquarters.
Right to vote. And for anybody here who has an ancestor who didn't have the right to vote, and you are choosing not to vote, wherever you are in this state, in this country, you are dishonoring your family.
An anti-Semitic meme of a Star of David next to Hillary Clinton. And later, Sean Spicer did whatever this was.
Someone as despicable as Hitler, who didn't even sink to using chemical weapons.
Those comments sparking an immediate backlash. Hitler gassed millions of Jews in concentration camps during the Holocaust. That forcing Spicer to clarify before the briefing was over.
I think when you come to sarin gas, he was not using the gas on his own people the same way that Assad is doing. There was not he brought him into the, to the Holocaust Center. I understand that.
Spicer apparently referring to concentration camps when he used the term Holocaust Center.
my God. Can you believe that Sean Spicer is just out in the world right now eating mayonnaise with a spoon? By the way, I know Trump has a daughter who's Jewish. I forget her name. She's never really come up on the show. But that doesn't mean he can't be anti-Semitic. His daughter is also a woman, and he sure hates those. Scapegoating Jewish people is an ancient, horrible tradition, and it is happening in our country.
We're going to see if this reign lasts for 30 days or 2 years. Or a thousand-year Reich.
What Trump does with the power that people give him is turns it to evil.
Here we are after the carnage, and this man, this moral monster, is playing to those base instincts.
At the time of his arrest, it appears this avid Trump supporter may have been living in this white van, a rolling political statement covered with targets of Trump's ridicule, many of the same people who were sent parcel bombs this week. The van also had a CNN sucks sign and photos of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in the crosshairs of a gun scope.
Okay, look, can I suggest something, guys? I know America's never going to agree on gun control, but can we at least talk about van control? No, because let's be honest, nothing good comes from a van, right? Can we accept that? It's either pedophiles or kidnappers or bombers. Like, a van is just basically a pickup truck with something to hide. Why do we still have vans? And you may have noticed that the stickers on the van, all of the stickers on the van, a lot of them were trademarks of President Trump. Yeah, it was like, lock her up, fake news, CNN sucks. So clearly this guy was inspired by Trump. But according to Trump and his people, this has nothing to do with him. Yeah, it's just the actions of a madman, you know? And yeah, and yes, I mean, you know, it could be that a madman was inspired by your words, but you've got to accept that there is some correlation there, right? I mean, if a madman was running down the street, swinging nunchucks, screaming, Cowabunga! I think the Ninja Turtles would be like, oh, I think that guy was inspired by us. I think, that's not what we wanted. We were all about the pizza, but clearly that guy, you know, it has nothing to do with beating up black people. That's not what we were going for, but we need to rethink our message. That's what they would say. But instead, America's orange turtle has decided it has nothing to do with him. And not only has he decided that, he decided to tweet this.
The fake news media, the true enemy of the people, must stop the open and obvious hostility and report the news accurately and fairly.
Okay, so if you know that a phrase has been used to encourage people to commit acts of violence, if you know they're using that phrase, why would you not stop using that phrase? Why would you not just stop saying enemy of the people? Like, you either want to encourage violence or you don't care. Why would you stop? Why wouldn't you stop? Because I'm sorry. If the President of the United States calls someone the enemy of the people, don't be shocked when the people go after that enemy. And I know Sarah Sanders is gonna come out and she's gonna be like, oh, enemy is just an expression, the enemy of the people is just an expression. Well then, why not just use another expression? stop using that phrase? Why would you not just stop saying enemy of the people? Like, you either want to encourage violence or you don't care. Why would you stop? Why wouldn't you stop? Because I'm sorry. If the President of the United States calls someone the enemy of the people, don't be shocked when the people go after that enemy. And I know Sarah Sanders is going to come out and she's going to be like, oh, enemy is just an expression. The enemy of the people is just an expression. Well, then why not just use another expression? Huh? If you realize this one is dangerous, why not use another one? There's a lot of ways to criticize someone without going that far. Try poopy head. Try that. That's a real phrase. Yeah, you could just be like, the press is a poopy head. Yeah, it works. It'll work. It'll work for Trump. You'd just be like, the press, poopy head CNN. So poopy, folks. So poopy.
It's not even a question of whether it's presidential behavior or not. It's not minimally human behavior.
Stop the Republican caravan.
Oceania. This is no longer war. This is cold-blooded murder. Until now, the war has been conducted with honor.
This November 6th, you know, no matter who you are, it's important.
Who has an ancestor who didn't have the right to vote, and you are choosing not to vote wherever you are in this state, in this country, you are dishonoring your family. You are disrespecting and disregarding their legacy, their suffering and their dreams when you don't vote. So honor your legacy.
But we're going to be, and they're given deportation notices. We will be deporting those people.
All right, we're going to cut away from President Trump talk about the policy change he just proposed about changing U.S. asylum laws, which it's been pointed out by a reporter. Presence in the Roosevelt Room there could be contrary with U.S. law and with international law. Before we talk about this with the panel, just a few fact checks. And honestly, I could spend 3 hours doing this, but just a few items here. First of all, the president said that asylum seekers, once they're picked up, they never show up in court. And then he said something about 3% of them show up in court. According to the Department of Homeland Security, 76% of people who are picked up and given a court date do show up to court. 76% do. So that was false. He talked about how there were an estimated 20 million, possibly 20 million undocumented immigrants in this country. Actually, according to his own administration, the number is about 12 million. He said that they had started building the wall. No, if you're talking about the concrete wall that President Trump had talked about on the campaign trail, no, they have not started building the wall. There has been some improvements to fencing and things along the border, but the wall itself that President Trump talked about, they have not started building that. He said Republicans were in unison when it comes to the issue of immigration. Actually, that's not true. In fact, so many Republicans in the House defected on a very conservative immigration bill. They couldn't get it through the House of Representatives. He had this whole thing about how the child separation policy that he got in so much hot water over was a continuation of the Obama policy, and then they ended it. That's not actually what happened. It gets technical, but let's just put it this way. The Obama's the administration and the Bush administration had policies where children could be separated from their parents. It did happen, but then the Trump administration gave orders to exacerbate that policy and make it worse, and that's why there was the controversy that there was ultimately reversed.
an absolutely outrageous accusation.
And if
so if you are...
Absolutely.
That is outrageous.
Absolutely.
And by the way, the vast majority of it is a horrible accusation.
It is a completely true accusation, because Chris, I mean, your whole career has. I mean, that's why you had this phony voter suppression commission that was such a preposterous joke established by the president that it disbanded because it couldn't prove your claim that voter fraud is a problem in this country. Your problem is that some people vote for Democrats, and you want to stop that by establishing voter requirements.
Very, you know, big percentage of men, young, strong, a lot of bad people in there, people that are in gangs. We don't want them in this country.
Not since the beginning of time has the United States known terror like this. The caravan. A slow-walking horde, hell-bent on a better life. Anyone could be in the caravan. Men, young, strong, bad people, lots of bad people, gangs. Middle Easterners, robot gorillas, filmed in fearmonger vision.
By direction of the President of the United States.
Stay in your homes, because they'll hit you with sticks like a piñata. The caravan! Coming soon! But we can't say exactly when. They're walking and they're pretty tired.
History. I thought World War II was the turning point. That was the assimilation of Catholics and Jews. That's when we got through the door because of all the service our fathers and grandfathers fought in that war. All of them. You should see the Star of David's over at Arlington Cemetery on all those tombs. It's unbelievable. And along with the crosses. And I just thought that was the door opened. But now I wonder about, certainly not universally in this country. Not universally.
Yeah. And it's interesting you mention World War II, because when Donald Trump said that he was a nationalist, he didn't just off the cuff say he was a nationalist. He said, listen, this is an old-fashioned word, and I know I'm not supposed to say it. Well, the reason it's an old-fashioned word and the reason you're not supposed to say it is because nationalism led us to two world wars and tens of millions of people dead in horrible, horrible ways, including in the Holocaust. So there's a reason for that stigma, and him kind of dredging that up and applying it to himself as the president of the United States, as, you know, as we used to say, the leader of the free world, is frankly horrifying. And at that point, I think the kind of the racism and anti-Semitism that he had been winking at and these dog whistles became a vuvuzela. The one thing I would add about George Soros, when I was a reporter in Russia, I heard about George Soros's quote unquote pernicious political influence all the time, that
Get yourself. FM.
And you look largely very, you know, big percentage of men, young, strong, a lot of bad people in there, people that are in gangs. We don't want them in this country.
Not since the beginning of time has the United States known terror like this. The caravan. A slow-walking horde, hell-bent on a better life. Anyone could be in the caravan. Men, young, strong, bad people, lots of bad people, gangs. Middle Easterners, robot gorillas.
And have like a drum fill come in. But then at the end of it, be like, nothing. Guy going, a guy. Going, you can bring it like that.
Filmed in fearmonger vision.
By direction of the President of the United States.
Stay in your homes because they'll hit you with sticks like a pinata. The caravan. Coming soon. But we can't say exactly when. They're walking and they're pretty tired.
J. Trump's Guide to Republican Greatness by Donald J. Trump. 2016, I became president and made the GOP great again for the first time, which is why the midterms will be a red, not blue, wave. Cousin Billy got revenge by leaking my locker room talk to the press. Then they made me apologize, which everyone agrees was totally unfair and probably illegal. So the voters made me president. Then at my inauguration, I had the biggest crowd ever, period. If you don't believe me, I'll send you an autographed picture of it. I should have gotten a Guinness Book World Record, but I guess they can't count that high yet. Sad. Crooked Hillary was so upset she lost that she spread fake news that I colluded with Russia. No collusion. But even if there was, it's totally not a crime. If anything, Hillary colluded, lock her up. So what if I colluded? It's smart of me, actually. Witch hunt. I also met in private with a very strong and very handsome Russian president, Vladimir Putin. We discussed how to make America great again by giving him my email password.
You've got mail.
He also gave me a fun DVD from my last vacation in Russia. Sweet guy.
Reasonable maggots who collaborate with must, can, and will be wiped from the face of the earth. We must crush them.
Nefariously controlling all these people and controlling Russian affairs with all his money. That was in Russia. I never expected to see it here.
And literally every inhabitant of the planet Earth.
He's obviously a racist. He's obviously a demagogue. He obviously condones anti-Semitism, stokes up nationalist hatred, all the stuff we've said.
That's propaganda. That's what happened in Nazi Germany.
This radical group of right-wingers who perverted our democracy and really are doing what they can to ruin our country.
This whole caravan in the last week of the election is a giant lie.
Republicans were speaking a language that shooter heard loud and clear. He posted conspiracy theories about Soros on social media, just like politicians, soup bosses, and even the president have. Anti-Semitic violence and vandalism have surged since Trump's election, and they are not coming out of nowhere. Trump has whipped up a xenophobic mob, and xenophobic mobs don't traditionally make exceptions for Jewish people.
For what? Some ideal of whiteness that Donald Trump represents and spews out of his mouth every single day.
You must smash them. You must stamp them out. We, the people of Oceania, and our traditional allies, the people of Eurasia, will not rest.
Robot gorillas, filmed in fearmonger vision.
But enemy of the people? Come on, man. Like, even the worst Yelp review in the world would never use that phrase. Even the worst and angriest Yelp reviewer would never be like, these empanadas are the enemy of the people! 2 stars. They were also sent by the most Florida man you can ever imagine.
Sayoc's been working as a bouncer and sometime DJ at a strip club in West Palm Beach.
One of his social media profiles lists him as a booking agent for live entertainment. He apparently also tried to be a stripper.
He tried to be a stripper. He tried to be a stripper. That is the saddest line I've ever heard in my life. Like, it makes it sound like he got on stage and he was so bad that people started taking their dollar bills back. Like instead of making it rain, it was the first time the strip club had a drought. It was just like, unrain, 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 unrain. I mean, how do you fail at stripping in Florida? This is the most stripper-friendly place in the world. Like, you can make it as a stripper even if you aren't trying out here. Like, yesterday, I dropped my phone. I leaned over to pick it up and someone stuck a dollar bill in my underwear. In my underwear. Now I'm doing three shows a night and I'm paying my way through college. That's what I'm saying. So the FBI caught the Florida man who sent bombs to many prominent Democrats and sent multiple bombs to CNN, right? But the question remained, what drove him? And to find out, we had to look at what he drove.
At the time of his arrest, it appears this avid Trump supporter may have been living in this white van.
I'm not willing, I can't disagree with that, unfortunately, as sad as it is, but I'm not willing to let white voters off the hook. I think that they, like the rest of us, should be treated as adults. And I think that there are a large number, I would say a majority of white Americans in this country who are not just Democrats, but who are people of conscience, who are good Americans. And I believe that they need to move from saying, well, I don't like his tweets, but you know, the economy's doing okay. I mean, they move from there to reality.
This is Trump's Reichstag fire.
Yeah. Look, evil lurks in the hearts of men, and it does. And what Trump has tapped into is evil.
We're going to see if this reign lasts for 30 days, or 2 years, or a thousand-year Reich.
A rolling political statement.
Has he decided that? He decided to tweet this.
The fake news media, the true enemy of the people, must stop the open and obvious hostility and report the news accurately and fairly.
Okay, so if you know that a phrase has been used to encourage people to commit acts of violence, if you know they're using that phrase, why would you not stop using that phrase?
What Trump does with the power that people give him is turns it to evil.
Here we are after the carnage, and this man, this moral monster, is playing to those base instincts.
Like no one can hide from free radical damage.
Not at all. And
business. You'll upgrade your performance and lower your cost.
Their dreams when you don't vote. So honor your legacy. Honor your legacy. Honor your right. The right to vote is like the crown we all get to wear. Maya used to say, baby, your crown has been paid for, so put it on your head and wear it. So So your crown's been paid for.
Which is that we have a white nationalist president who's a threat to American democracy. And regardless of party or policy views, you should put country over party first.
It's not even a question of whether it's presidential behavior or not. It's not minimally human behavior.
There's no way that he's going to prevail because he's evil. He's dark. It's the opposite of what America stands for.
And this has now become a struggle about good versus evil.
Not the conversation Donald Trump wants the country to be having in the final days.
No, because it's not, you know, it's not a campaign strategy on his part. This is who Donald Trump is. He has been a bigot and a white nationalist for a long time. This is a guy who kept a book of Hitler's speeches on the nightstand by his bed.
Wow.
This is a guy who in tweets of the last week has invoked Stalinist and Nazi rhetoric to criticize the media.
Fascist rhetoric.
Fascist rhetoric. He revels in it. And so it's not just a short-term, you know, policy or political move by him to appeal to his base. He's speaking from the heart.
Why would you not just step? Stop saying enemy of the people. Like, you either want to encourage violence or you don't care. Why wouldn't you stop? Because I'm sorry. If the President of the United States calls someone the enemy of the people, don't be shocked when the people go after that enemy. And I know Sarah Sanders is going to come out and she's going to be like, oh, enemy is just an expression. The enemy of the people is just an expression. Well, then why not just use another expression? Huh? If you realize this one is dangerous, why not use another one? There's a lot of ways to criticize someone.
That he came to Florida, a state where just a few days ago, the person who sent explosives through the mail was put into court. He was from here, from Florida, from just a few miles away. And what he's doing is sowing discord. What he's doing is using fear-mongering, using scare tactics, demonizing immigrants, and just dividing Americans, pitting us one against the other. That is right now the Republican closing message for so many of the candidates that have chosen to embrace Donald Trump. And, you know, I think Democrats need to draw a contrast. The only choice they have left is to draw an absolute contrast with what they are offering and try to be uplifting and uniting and inspirational.
It is sad and divisive the way that every single thing that comes out of the media, 90% of what comes out of the media's mouth is negative about this president. Despite the fact that the economy is booming, despite the fact he said he would fix the trade deals.
Oh my God, is Sarah Huckabee Sanders in a fable about what happens when you lie too much? Oh, careful, little Sarah. If you twist the truth, the devil will twist your tongue. Trump and many other Republicans reacted to the shooting by condemning anti-Semitism. Always nice when we can agree that some hate crimes are bad, but the truth is, the Republican Party tolerates anti-Semitism and benefits from it.
The guy who in tweets of the last week has invoked Stalinist and Nazi rhetoric to criticize the media.
Fascist rhetoric. And I think we're seeing that play out completely here in Florida, where you've got Ron DeSantis going in one direction and you've got Andrew Gillum offering completely the opposite.
Thank you.
puzzles and brain teasers available on the internet that promise to boost neurological function. But science has yet to prove whether or not any of these exercises actually work. What we do know is that you can drastically increase your cognitive abilities by just reading a fucking book for once. Maybe you've seen people doing this in public and thought, what is that person doing with those bonded sheets of paper? FYI, it's called reading a goddamn book. A study performed at Johns Hopkins University shows that dragging your body away from the TV for just 30 fucking minutes to read a book increases your cognitive abilities by 80%. And expected quality of life in old age triples if you manage to read even one pitiful book in your lifetime. This is because when you sit around staring slack-jawed at a screen for hours on end, your brain actually thinks you're dead. Just skimming the pages of any fucking book you find, even on the ground or whatever, can trick your neurological pathways into thinking you are alive. And look, you don't have to read a hard book. It doesn't have to be long. Doctors say that you actually don't even need to finish it. Read a children's book or a book you already read in high school. You can even read books on a screen if that's what it will take. Your brain is begging you to read a book. Not a magazine, not a podcast, a genuine goddamn fucking book. It's not that hard, and your cognitive capacities will improve exponentially. Not that that's saying much.
I will never forgive your ass for this shit. This is some fucked up Republican shit.
Percentage of men, young, strong, a lot of bad people in there, people that are in gangs. We don't want them in this country.
Not since the beginning of time has the United States known terror like this. The caravan, a slow-walking horde hell-bent on a better life. Anyone could be in the caravan. Men, young, strong, bad people, lots of bad people, gangs, Middle Easterners, robot gorillas.
WCOM, LPFM, Chapel Carboroughs, Dr. Furious, Furious George Show. We're rocking out here in downtown Carboro, celebrating 14 years of WCOM. Woohoo! That's right, we got some Friday Night rocking out here with us in the studio. You guys want to say anything?
We got Friday Night mixtape coming in. Just saying hi, have a good time downtown Carboro. That's all.
Enjoying what Carboro has to offer in their local beverage area. Always a good time to be had. Thanks.
All right. Rocking out multiple mics here on the Furious Show. Woo! Yeah, that's right. We're just wrapping up an hour of Micropower Radio. We've been doing this here as part of the WCOM experience. Check us out at WCOMFM.org.
You can help us out by kicking in and doing whatever you can do and keep doing precisely this, which is listening, hopefully. And check out furiousg.blogspot.com for some old school stuff. Thanks for listening. I'm furious!
Filmed in fear.